Well, it's time to check in over Lincoln Financial Field. ESPN Sal Palantonio has been there all morning and all afternoon getting ready for tonight's game. Sal, we thank you for your time. And let's talk first a little bit about the Saints and the injury that came up on the injury report yesterday. Pierre Thomas, running back, out. What does that mean for the New Orleans Saints?
Well, I think it reconfigures what they do offensively. We looked it up. Ron Jaworski, getting ready for the NFL matchup show at ESPN, at NFL Films, and the Saints run two-back sets, the second most in the NFL. And 90% of the time, it's with Pierre Thomas. So you take that out of the equation, and now you've got to figure, all right, well, they're going to go to Mark Ingram when they're running the ball. But who's the back they're going to go to when they are throwing the ball? Because Pierre Thomas has got a lot of catches. So I think, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what they do offensively without Pierre Thomas. You know, people don't realize the guy's got 584 touches in the last 3 years. That's more than any other guy on that team, David. 584. That's a ridiculous number. Darren Bowles has 108 less than that. So by far and away, Pierre Thomas is the guy that sees the ball more than any other player on that team.
And Sal, he had Thomas had 77 catches this year, also very good in pass pro when he's called upon to do that. You've been around the NovaCare Complex, the Philadelphia Eagles, all week. What's your sense of the priorities that Bill Davis has to try to alleviate some of this explosiveness from the New Orleans Saints offense?
You know, I don't think they're going to be as a risk-taking defense tonight. You know, I think he's going to dial that back a little bit. I think they're going to try to keep everything there in front of them and not give up the big plays. I got the Eagles winning by a touchdown. I think they win 27-20, David. I know Hank Goldberg on ESPN picked them to go 26-19. So me and Hank are on the same page.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or not, the way Hank's season's gone. As far as the Eagles' offense, Sal, we all know that the Saints bring the pressure off the edges. They've got a couple of players with 12.5 sacks each. They are very good. Cameron Jordan, Jr. Gallette. How do the Eagles match up on their outside with those athletic offensive tackles?
You know, I think they match up very well. Obviously, Jason Peters is an all-pro, so that's not an issue. And they'll probably give the rookie tackle, Lane Johnson, a little bit of help. That would be natural to do in most circumstances, but I think in particular with this game. But the Eagles, you know, their offense, their tempo, Dave, their tempo really dictates what defenses can and cannot do. And the Saints have not played against this tempo like this, anywhere near like this. I just think it is a big advantage to the Eagles' offensive line. You know, they're going to wear you out. And by the time the fourth quarter comes around, you're going to be stuck and win.
Yeah, I wonder what I would imagine Rob Ryan, who's obviously seen a lot of LeSean McCoy from his days in Dallas, what do you do to try to take number 25 out of the equation? I would imagine that is what Ryan's first priority will be tonight.
Yeah, but you know what? The way the offense is set up for the Eagles, that's very hard to do. Because, you know, it's difficult to, again, tempo dictates matchups and personnel groupings. So hard for them to get the right people on the field, they're going to get stuck. And that's what Chip Kelly does. He gets you into the position where you got the wrong people on the field, and then you get gashed.
It's a beautiful thing. Sal, let's talk a little bit about the environment. I know it's very early. We're hours away from kickoff. But the anticipation that you have for the mood of Lincoln Financial Field, what do you think it's going to be like?
Did you see my most recent hit on NFL Countdown? Chip Kelly was on the field. Chip Kelly was on the field with Tony Leonard, the head groundskeeper. Chip Kelly arrived at, I think, 11:15. We were all like, man, it's 9 hours before the game, 9.5 hours before kickoff. What is this man doing here? And so I went out of the field. I wandered out to the field to talk to him and Tony. And it was, it was an off-the-record conversation, so I won't reveal it. But I just got the sense that the guy was ready to kick the ball off right now. And he wanted to play. So I think everybody feels like that. Outside, people have already lined up the RVs and the SUVs and they're already tailgating. They've been tailgating for about an hour and a half. So a lot of people are already out there. Hey, David, we haven't had playoff football in South Philadelphia in 1,091 days.
Yeah.
1,091 days.
Which to many people feels like 1,091 years. Hey, last thing, Sal, the weather, 20 degrees tonight. I mean, I think it's been overplayed in the media. How do you feel about how the Saints will acclimate to this chilly evening at Lincoln Financial Field?
Yeah, I don't think it really will help the Saints very much. I think, listen, they only score 18 points a game away from the dome. Okay? It's not by accident. They've tried to fix it. They lost to St. Louis. Even that was amazing to me. They were on the road. They lost to St. Louis in St. Louis. This team does not travel well. And then you put them outside. Then you put them outside in the cold. Then you put them outside in the cold in South Philly. Hello. It's not going to help this team, I don't think. And then you run the offense as fast as this guy's going to run the offense. I would be shocked if the Saints won this game. Shocked.
Well, Sal Palantonio, we thank you very much for your time. As always, great work, and we will see you tonight at the game. Sal Palantonio, ESPN, joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.